The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
Yes, it can. It can buy you a boat. And I say that every Friday. All it is money. We can't take it with us. Might as well buy a boat. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us or text us, 850-437-1620. I love hearing from you. We want to thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number, 850-492-0487. I spoke with Key Marine this morning, and they said check out their website. They have all their specials, the engines. They have some consignment sales on there as well. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. It's a great website. Check it out. It's really enjoyable to look at it. KeyMarineCenter.com is the one that you need to go to check out their specials and their consignments. They have Mercury engines in stock from 40 to 200 horsepower. Key Marine Center is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki repower center. So if you haven't done that repower, you can still get that done. I actually visited over there Tuesday. I stopped by, and Chance and I, who Chance is their one of their master tech, he went to my class. We still stay in touch, so I took him to lunch just to hang out and talk to him, and we just had a great time. So I just stopped by and visited everybody, and they're all in good shape. Everybody's happy. Things are moving right along. They usually run about a week or so waiting list. They've got that place just, you know, moving right along. So it's really good to do business with Key Marine. They can get you on that water pretty quickly if you need some repairs or some minor repairs or something like that. So remember, Key Marine specializes in service and repair on Yamaha, Mercury, Mercruiser, and Suzuki products as well. And you also check them out on Facebook. Everybody, most everybody has Facebook.
Yeah.
I got off of it for a while.
Me too.
I kind of liked it. I might get off of it again, but you know, I'm posting a lot of stuff on there. Facebook is great for, you know, people that you want to tell them about what you do, maybe. You know, I like posting stuff about the school and that kind of stuff too. So
you could do Instagram. That's Instagram. What the kids are doing.
I've never figured that one out. I'm about to work on that.
Yeah, it's kind of like Facebook, but not so much where people can get on there and rant. It's more pictures and video.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I might give that a shot. I have an Instagram page. I don't know where it is, but I'll find it somewhere.
It's on the interweb somewhere.
It's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Apparently, when you put something out there, it is out there, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I hear. So anyway, I'm the marine instructor over at George Stone Tech. George Stone, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgeStoneCollege.edu. The chat feature is the place to go if you want to contact any of us out there at George Stone, all the way from the counselors to administration to any of the instructors out there as well. Check out that chat feature, and they'll get a message to us via email. If you leave a phone number for me, I will definitely call you back. I prefer to call people most of the time. I will contact you by email, but I like to call if I can get an opportunity. So most of the time my replies are, if you give me your phone number and a good time to call, I will call you, because you get more information in a phone call, I think.
Right.
Right. So I like to do it that way. So we have been on break since the last week. So I have no idea what day it is. I came in and asked Jake, is today Friday? Because I have no idea. We had 4th of July yesterday.
And it happening on Thursday is really throwing everything
It messes
off.
Me up big time, yeah. Especially when I don't have school going on and students aren't around me and that kind of stuff. You know, so I had no idea what day it was today or yesterday or even tomorrow. I probably don't know what day it is, you know, but I did put the boat in the water yesterday, so I kind of want to talk about that a little bit, because we have a big weekend coming up. Blue Angels week is what it is this week. We have it starts on Thursday, I believe, you know, kind of like practice show. Mm-hmm. Then Friday is another practice show. I think that's with the other planes as well. And then Saturday is the full blown show.
Yeah.
So that is probably one of our biggest boating weekends that we have in our area. You know, 4th of July is big, well, Memorial Day and all that stuff, but I'm talking about compacting people into one area, right?
Yeah.
It gets crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday I put the boat in, oh my gosh, it was probably around 3 or 4 o'clock, not knowing, you know, what the boat ramp was going to look like. I put in at Mahogany Mill Boat Ramp, which is over on Bio Chico, down there by the Ore House and Harborview Marine and all that stuff. It's a huge boat ramp. And you can actually park on Barrancas for an overflow. So the boat ramp is pretty decent, and it takes you right out to the bay by the bridge down that way, okay, or close to the bridge. You can see the bridge. So we put in over there yesterday, and I was really thinking about boating safety, courtesy, that kind of stuff. And somebody said, "What's your boat show going to be about now?" It's like boating jerks, you know. And the reality of it is, right? There can be some boating jerks out there. There can be some ramp joke jerks, you know, people that don't know the etiquette or they don't care about anybody else. Right. So you can have issues with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So surprisingly to me, when we put in, it wasn't that bad. The boat actually had, there was a few slots left. So I think people that were out early in the morning were already coming out. We met some fishermen as we were putting in, and that was not too bad. Okay. So when I'm putting my boat in on a boat ramp, that could be one of the most stressful times of your boating experience, putting the boat in, taking the boat out. And it may not be because of you. It could be because of other people around you. It could be because of the wind. It could be because of the current. It could be how tight is that boat ramp that you're in, especially if you've been to one you've never been before. You don't know how really how deep do you put the trailer in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you have going on around you? So my opinion, the hardest part of boating, especially when you leave it on a trailer, is to put in at the boat ramp. I've had my boat in slips before. I've had my boat at I've done high drives and that kind of stuff before, mm-hmm. where they put the boat in the water. And that experience is way different than launching a boat from a trailer.
Right.
You know, your boat is there. It's ready, you know, most of the time. And you can put it in. You bring it back to the dock, or you tie it up at the dock. You make sure it's secure. And you go on about your business, mm-hmm. right? The benefits to that is being able to leave and come back with not so much stress.
Right.
The downfall is maintenance and washing the boat and that kind of stuff, you know? So when you start thinking about launching boats and the weekend that we have coming with the Blue Angels and stuff, you really need to start thinking about safety. You really need, and I talk about this a lot on my show. Yesterday I was telling myself, have patience. You have to talk your way through it,
mm-hmm.
right? So you have to talk your way through it, because a lot of times people, they're not courteous whatsoever, you know? Mm-hmm. And we went out, we watched the fireworks, and that part wasn't even bad at all. I actually got over to the 3 Mile Bridge area and stationed myself to a point where I could see the fireworks pretty well. Last year we were too close. Mm. And I learned from that.
Yeah. You're getting pelted with
It was a great show.
Gunpowder.
Because it was right, there was no way you could miss. It was like they were all coming down on top of you. Mm-hmm. You know, right over your face and everything. But the problem is the aftermath of that, all the debris that comes from the fireworks,
mm-hmm.
ended up on the boat. And now you're thinking, man, my boat going to burn or what? But it wasn't hot when it hit, but it was all this black soot and stuff. So I thought, okay, this year I'm going to back off. So you learn from that experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like launching your boat and that kind of stuff, you learn from that. So we backed off a little bit, and it was a great show. Enjoyed it. Cat Country did a great job with the synchronization of the show and the fireworks. Mm-hmm. So that was very enjoyable. But we practiced patience. Got there a little bit early, mm-hmm. kind of looked things over, seen where some boats were, kind of see where the police boats and the fire boats were, and we kind of set up for that show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you start planning that kind of stuff. Okay, I'm planning the departure.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Now, listen, if you have a question or you have a comment about this, please do not hesitate to, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. Maybe you might be one of these people I'm talking about. You might want to give me, no, don't do that. Don't give me that comment. We won't go there. But you can. Go ahead. Mm. It's a free country, right?
Right.
Still. So, anyway. All right. So, we got there, and after we watching the show, I said, okay, we're going to sit here after the show. We're not leaving. We're not, we're going to wait. Because mm-hmm. being patient and waiting is a benefit, especially when you're headed to the boat ramp, right?
Right.
So it was unbelievable. As we sat there, you could look out and all you see was red, green, white lights everywhere. And it was must have been hundreds of boats mm-hmm. all around us, right? We were in a little area where there wasn't a lot of boats in the immediate area, right? So after the show, we decided, okay, we're going to wait about 20, 30 minutes. And believe it or not, it looked like 5 minutes later, everybody was gone. It was like no boats out there. We're the only boat sitting there. And I'm thinking, okay, good time to go. So, and it was pitch dark last night. So you have to rely on a lot of safety things. You make sure your lights work, make sure your GPS is working and that kind of stuff too, right? So we headed back in. Well, we get back to the boat ramp and there is a backup at the boat ramp.
Mm-mm.
You see all the lights and stuff, people waiting. The boat dock was full, and they were backed up waiting. And now it becomes a point of, okay, I use the word patience, and I'm going to be courteous. Patience and courteous, right? So I pull in there, and I kind of line myself up, and I sit there. And now you're sitting there, and you're shifting in and out of gear, kind of maneuvering around. It was calm, so there wasn't a lot of wind messing with us. So we're waiting to go, and I had probably 6 or 8 boats ahead of me. They were piling up behind me, 4 or 5 boats behind me, and the boat dock was full. So we're patiently waiting, right? I bring all my lights down. I have to get rid of every kind of thing that would, you know, get other boaters distracted, right? So I bring all my lights down, my underwater lights, and I just got just my marker lights on, and I'm sitting there waiting. And then to my amazement, okay, here's the jerk part. You get people that just come piling up in there, and they move ahead of you. Like, they're just weaving through this pile of boats. And I'm thinking, what are these people doing? I don't understand, you know? And where are they going?
They're just trying to get in front
of
you.
It's like going
out
here in
this
traffic in the car, weaving in and out. And then you meet them at the traffic light and wave at them and say, good job there, buddy.
Yeah, you do 90 to a red light. I don't understand.
It don't make sense. And they do it on the water, too. So these big weekends are bad for that, you know? And I don't know if they think they are better than other boaters, or they have this technique, or they're just their skill levels this high, or they had too much to drink, or they just think they're just, you know, I don't know. So we had that happen a couple times last night. Of course, you know, Jake, you know me, I'm not going to, you know, I can be low level. I can be high keyed, right? Whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So if I low level block them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this guy wants on my spot. 'Cause what would happen if somebody pulled out, they would immediately move to that spot, even though you were there first. So I'm easing up to the dock, and I'm sitting there, and I come in behind a Grady White, and I watch him move over, and he was ahead of me, so I let him go, right? He comes in, and he goes to the dock, so I kind of ease in behind him over there as well. And while I'm sitting there, there's like 3 or 4 boats with bows up to the dock, and I'm watching them as well. I mean, I hope my listeners can get a picture of all this, because it's almost crazy when you think about what you're trying to do, right? So I'm watching, and this lady comes down to the boat, and I see her crank the boat up that she's on, and I'm behind her. So I ease back, so it'll give her room to pull out, right? And to me, it was amazing that as she comes around my boat and she pulls forward ahead of me, she says, thank you, you know, gives us a thumbs up.
Right.
And, of course, you're welcome, you know, and that's the way it should be, right?
Yeah.
That etiquette, that, okay, I'm backing off, I'm going to give you some room. You know, I'm waiting on your buddies to get off that dock so I can get there too, but I'm holding my spot, right?
Right, right.
And so it worked out to where those boats came off the dock and I was able to get my boat up there. Now, here's a tip, okay? It's easier to launch a boat and retrieve a boat if you have somebody that can either drive the boat and drive and somebody else that can drive the trailer, two people, right? I wasn't in that situation. I'm both. I can get, because my wife is not as skilled. I'm trying to teach her, but she's not as skilled, and she gets nervous and that kind of thing, you know, whether it's the boat or back in the trailer end. So it can be difficult if you're one person, because if you're two people, what you could do, you could go up to the dock, drop one person, back off. The other person gets the trailer and everything, and they come down and either call you on the cell phone or, you know, hey, I'm in the water, you pull up and go. It makes it quick.
Yeah.
Right? But if you're one person and you're doing all that, you have to get on the dock. There's no way around it, right? And that boat has to stay on the dock. So you try to do all this stuff as quickly as you can. So let's back up. Parking the boat in the spot, or the trailer in the spot, whenever you're dropping your boat. Very important. Get your trailer straight in the slot, because you want to be able to back out easy and all that stuff, okay? So you do it. You get it right, you get it straight. As an arrow, you're between the lines. You're not taking up two places, right? Your trailer's not turned around in the back this way or something like that. I am a stickler for that. I want to be straight. I want to be in the middle. So I don't give anybody no grief, right? Well, guess what? Nobody else goes by that rule.
Right.
So last night, I had to go get my boat and trailer. I'm long. I've got an 8-foot bed on a dually. So I'm really long, and my trailer's long. So I'm very long, right, trying to get in and out of these places. So it's difficult. Well, I go up there, and there's a triple axle next to me. At 3 axles, that means big boat. That's 30 foot and up, okay? Big boat, right? He's back into his trailer is in my spot. Now I'm jammed.
Yep.
Right? That's another scenario, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Maybe my listeners run into that. Maybe you are the guy. I don't know. Maybe you're listening today. I don't know.
Maybe he knows. Is he talking about me?
Yeah, right. Yep. You could be that person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I take the time to try to make sure it's straight. And if it's not, then I'm working it, right?
Right.
So last night I had to work it to get it out of that spot. I mean, it took me 3-4 times in and out to try to get this thing backed around. Now we got all these people waiting, right? I thought it was an hour, you know what I mean? Right. But it really wasn't that long.
Yeah.
But so it was a little difficult getting out of there to where I could turn it and get it back on the back in to the ramp to back down. And the back down was easy too. That's no problem for me. Got in, got the boat on the trailer and out of there, right? But preparation is what's so important about all that. Thinking it through. If I have somebody with me, I'm going to walk through them what I'm going to do. Coming up to a dock, I'm going to tell whoever's tying me off, I'm going to go up on the port side, I'm bringing the bow up over here, I'm going to the third pole, that's where I want you to tie the rope, that's what I would like to see happen, right? Same thing at the boat ramp, you know, back the trailer down, get the trailer in the water to this level, get out of the truck, walk to the front of my trailer, make sure I'm lined up so I can get on the trailer, get back in the truck, back it down, let me pull it on up, and I'm done, right? Because I don't like to sit there and throttle hard up on it because it washes boat ramps out. So I have to try to be courteous about that too. Mm,
yeah.
Right?
You're always thinking of everybody else.
Well, you know, and that could be a problem, I guess. But, you know, and it's always everybody else that messes me up. Not really. Mm. I have bad days too. Everybody say, hey, he's a professional. He's been doing this for 40 years. Man, I can mess it up bad.
It's easy to do. And there's a lot of pressure when everybody's waiting on you and looking at you.
Yeah, especially when you go out to Galvez Landing. I think it's Galvez out there. And you got 15 golf carts sitting out there watching you with scorecards, you know, when you're putting it on the trailer, right? And you got the current and the wind and boats everywhere, and they're all like, hey. I usually walk over and give them a disclaimer. I've been doing this for 40 years, but I mess up. So, you know.
Johnny just texted
in. Yeah, I just let them know right up front.
Yeah, Johnny texted in. He said, my wife and I, for cheap entertainment, will pack a lunch and go to any boat launch and just watch the craziness.
Yeah, you're one of those. That's mm-hmm. okay. You know, mm-hmm. I've done that before also. I really have.
Yep.
Hey, let's go to the boat ramp and watch, you know. Mm-hmm. Is that good or bad? You know, right. I see these boat ramp videos on YouTube all the time. And if people watch them, they can actually learn from that.
Yeah.
People put their trailers in too deep. They're crooked. They don't know how to load up their boat. If you watch those videos, even though the people are critiquing you, right, mm-hmm. you can actually learn from that if you want to learn.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Somebody also sent in a text here, 850-437-1620. They said, if you're at Navy Point Ramp, you're in trouble because they'll actually ram your trailer and drive off. So I don't know if you've ever seen that. But
where the trailer comes off of the actual ramp?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, that happens too. So you got to be aware of your ramp and stuff. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'll get out of my truck and I'll walk down. If I'm in an unfamiliar location, I'll walk down to the ramp and I'll look at it. Because some ramps are short. Remember what I said when I don't like to hard load my boat? I don't like to throttle it up on the trailer. I'd rather mm-hmm. what happens if you throttle it up, and a lot of people are doing that, it washes the dirt or the fill away from the end of the boat ramp. Mm-hmm. Then if you are you back in too far, your trailer drops off the ramp and now you're stuck. Your wheels are below the ramp and you can do everything you can and it will not come out of there. Mm-hmm. I know a trick to that.
Okay.
If that happens to you, okay, use your boat for good. Get your anchor out, okay? You pull up to the back of where you think your trailer is. You drop your anchor down, and you hook your trailer. The trailer's going to be a little lighter, especially aluminum trailers. They almost float, right? And you've got tires and air in the tires. Yeah. You hook the back of the trailer and lift it up, okay? Winch it up however you can. You know, if you have to have two people, it's only one person. Lift it up from the bow of your boat. The person in the vehicle eases the vehicle forward until it's back on the ramp, and then you kind of get your anchor back out of there, you're good to go.
Nice.
That's a tip of the day.
All right.
So you don't rip your axles out of your truck or your trailer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in, the mall is a great place to practice backing your trailers if you want some wide open space. Yeah. Get used to it so it's not so foreign to you.
Yep.
Here's a technical question somebody sent in, 850-437-1620. Is there a way to sync the ECM hours with the gauge hours in a 2005 engine?
Okay. So depending on what gauge it is, if it's just a normal hour meter, okay, where it clicks off, which we don't see those much anymore, you can't change that. Mm-hmm. Your ECM, the gauge, should sync up to, if it's a digital gauge, it should be the same as the ECM. It should be. a dealership could probably do that for you if you take it. You have to have some software to make that happen. But the gauges, depending on the gauge now, okay, like my gauge reads the ECM on my motor, and I can bring up all my information. It's a Yamaha gauge. I can see the information, and it automatically does that. So that's actual engine hours. That's actually runtime. That's not key on time, which is different, okay? Back in the old days, if you had the key on, it was clicking off hours.
Oh, wow.
That was a big deal in the day because that's a great question, too, because that was a big deal in the day. If you were a technician and you worked on a boat and they had one of these analog gauge hour meters, it would click off as long as the key's on. Well, let's think about it. You're on Friday afternoon, right? That boat's got 100 hours on it. You go home, you forget to turn the key switch off. Monday, you come in, now the boat's got how many hours on? I can't do that math, but anyway, a lot of
148.
Yeah. So it clicks up the hours, so you can't trust that, but you can trust somewhat the ECM hours.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, I appreciate those texts and comments. That's great. Yeah. So, you know, as you go into this Blue Angels weekend, here's what I'm going to say. Be courteous to other people. Think about a plan, you know, especially all your safety gear and stuff. When you go out on 4th of July, you have to worry about the lights and stuff, make sure all your lights are working. Last night, there were several boats out there that didn't have their lights working. And you can easily run into a boat that does not have lights. There was one anchored to our starboard side that had, I mean, I could barely see him, and he was probably 50 yards off of me, you know. And these boats were piling in pretty quick coming in. I'm like, why so fast?
Yeah.
And if there's a boat there, you might not see it, you know. So make sure your lights are working. And Blue Angels isn't that big a deal. It's all daytime stuff mostly, right?
Right.
But safety gear, your life jackets, your all that kind of stuff, your throwables. Make sure you got an anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you anchor properly. Give people a wide area to anchor around you when you go to these boats or these air shows, okay, and stuff like that. And be aware, storms will come in, okay? Yesterday, we went to Pensacola Beach. We were messing around over there for a little while, got on the boardwalk and went up there and come back. And I was watching these thunderheads come across. I'm looking at my weather app on my phone, and they're pretty good nowadays. We didn't have that in the old days.
Right.
I'm watching my weather app, and I'm saying, okay, this storm's going to move across. It's going to do this. So I can gauge my timing from that. So we got back in the boat. I didn't want, you know, lightning is a major, major thing. Rain, I don't bother me too, but I'm watching for lightning. Went over to another little area, dropped anchor, and sat there for a little while, you know, and just relaxed and watched the storm head move over, the thunderhead move over, and dissipate. And once it happened, I just moved on, right? Went over and staged up for the fireworks and stuff. So on the Blue Angels weekend, there's always seems to be a storm somewhere around the time the Blue Angels fly, and it gets nasty. You got boats piled up. Have you ever been to a Blue Angel show on the water?
Not on the water, no.
Oh, my gosh. Jake. It is just unbelievable. And you got amateurs, you got professionals, and you got people that think they're professionals, and you got people that are drinking and all this stuff.
Like,
and you
Crab
add
Island.
All that,
yeah.
And then the storm comes in, it can be a mess. So make sure that you plan your day. Plenty of water, not too much alcohol. I say no alcohol, especially if you're driving a boat, you know,
right.
And all this stuff. And be ready at all times. A storm blows in, make a plan. Mm-hmm. Just plan for the storm because it's going to happen usually. And just plan your day. So that's the tips that I can give you for these big weekends, you know. And when you get back to that boat ramp, you know, chill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Chill.
Pack
Wait.
Your patience.
Patience. All that stuff. So I appreciate all the texts today, man. That was great. And I just hope you guys are going to have a good, safe boating Blue Angels week. I'll be back next Friday, and we'll talk a little bit more about this. And I didn't even talk about our school stuff, but we'll talk about that next week too. So,
yeah.
All right.
Thank
y'all for listening.
4 weeks down, two to go.
Two to go.
Yep. And definitely pack your patience and be courteous and let everybody in front of you have their time. And you know, if you have to take some scorecards,
do it.
Maybe you got to.
And be boat smart, right?
Boat smart. Yes. Thank you, Stefan.